Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Steve Hoare here, and yes, I have just spoken to Goal.com's Neil Jones once again for our Journo Inside show. I asked Neil about two midfielders who are being linked with moves to Liverpool. We've got Mason Mount of Chelsea and Ruben Neves of Wolverhampton Wanderers, both been yet reported to be interested in moves to Liverpool, or Liverpool interested in making moves for them. Go and check it out right now. Here is a clip of me and Neil from that very show.
Absolutely, yeah. Right then, moving on. Part of that midfield overhaul we were speaking about, a couple of links again, or a couple of updates on stories. So we spoke a couple of weeks ago, Neil, about Mason Mount, and there was pretty genuine interest from pretty reliable sources about Liverpool sniffing around Mason Mount. And you explained, you know, it isn't the first time they've done this. The latest reports this week was that his latest contract talks with Chelsea have gone nowhere. Stalemate, I think was the term. He's after a bit more money, or a bit more understanding of where Chelsea are going. Obviously, Chelsea have gone out and spent a lot of money on a lot of lads who play in a similar position to him. And I mean, like, a lot of money. Broke world record transfers and stuff in midfield. So yeah, there's a lot going on at Chelsea, but it does feel like this one, you mentioned in the past, the way, I love the way, you know, an opportunistic signing.
Yeah.
It feels like Mason Mount getting to this summer where he'll be into a final year of a contract. Months, yeah. If he hasn't done something by then, I know Chelsea are very unorthodox now, they act, but even them, you would think, would say, right, it's now or never. You'd either go now because we can cash in, we are not losing someone who could make us 50 million quid for no money whatsoever. So it does feel like this one might have something coming towards the, when we get towards the summer, that this might be something that we're speaking about more often.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I think you're right. There's no way Chelsea are going to let him run his contract down. You know, you look at what they've spent, you look at the way that they've done it, they are going to need to sell some players for good money. And, you know, they've got assets, obviously. They've got, you know, Lukaku's still out on loan at the moment. I think they're obviously going to try and sell him. I think Ziyech is going to get sold. I'd be amazed.
If the fax machine worked, he might be there, whatever it was.
Pulisic, yeah. I think, will be sold. They've got Hudson-Odoi, I think, out on loan.
Connor Gallagher,
yeah. I mean, I would be amazed that, you know, Aubameyang's going to leave and get off the wage bill, probably not sold, probably going to let him go. But, you know, I wouldn't be amazed if they cashed in on Koulibaly, you know, who's not really worked out. You know, players that haven't been brought in really by this, you know, this ownership. I know Koulibaly is an exception in that sense, but they're having a homegrown player who's cost them nothing, who's not on massive wages by all accounts. I think it's under 100,000 a week. Say that, not on massive wages. I'll take it. But he's not one of the big earners of the club. I think that's what he wants to be. He wants to be one of the top earners. He's not one of the big earners, so you're not, the outlay that Chelsea have put into this player isn't huge. They could potentially cash in, you know, like you say, 40, 50 million. I think an England international player who's won the Champions League, you know, been a big part of the club, it would be appealing if he hasn't agreed a new contract. I mean, there was a link this morning, wasn't there, or yesterday, I think, that they were asking to be kept abreast of the Bellingham situation, which I don't think that does much for Mason Mount's chances if Chelsea were looking at signing him. But yeah, I think we'll hear a lot more about this, and it doesn't. I think it was expected previously that he would get the new contract. I think we're talking about a sort of a 7-8 year contract at the club, and really making him a symbol of the new Chelsea. And that looks like it's gone awry. And I think we said on a previous show, didn't we? He might just be one of those players that, for his own sake, might just get to the point where it's like, I could probably do with a bit. I mean, he seems to get a lot of criticism from Chelsea fans online, certainly, you know. Managers keep picking them, but people don't seem to like that. He might just be one of those who thinks, do you know what, the time's right. I'm ready to, you know, a little bit different sort of circumstances, but a little bit like Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain at Arsenal, you know, previously, where it was like, it always felt like, oh, he might just become, you know, the sort of the real star of the show at Arsenal. He never quite did it. And then it got to a year and it was like, you know what? Actually, I think my career will benefit from a change in scenery and a new challenge, if you want to call it that. He might just be in the same circumstance. So I think one to keep an eye on, definitely.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The flip side on again, just to go look at it, is like he's an England international. He plays every single game, so he wants paying that, because he's probably seen all these lads walking in the door, like 20 of them or whatever they've signed, and gone, why are they all on much more money than I am? I suppose the other point would be, well, if Liverpool won, the Liverpool are going to have to make him that kind of offer as well, and it's whether they see him in that light. Is he worth making, you know, is he a superstar sign who you give that 200 grand a week or whatever to? Because that's a decision that he would have to make, because you're guessing that would be the kind of stuff he'd be looking for.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I suppose I imagine Oxlade-Chamberlain's on decent money. You've Cater, obviously, in that position, so you're losing those wages in amongst that.
Jude Bellingham might be taking both of them.
Yeah, true, maybe. But you know, if he's the player you want, or if he's a player that you want, then yeah, you when you move clubs, you tend to have to pay, you know, more in terms of wages than maybe a club that was going to keep the player would pay. But by all accounts, I think it's 75,000 a week. I'm sure that I've seen that figure put out. You know, it doesn't have to be. If Liverpool want to double his wages, that doesn't make amount. It makes him a decent high earner, but it doesn't make him the sort of a structure busting sort of earner at Liverpool. So they can still sort of give him a very tempting offer and a very good salary without, you know, going to Mo Salah territory.
Yeah. Absolutely, we'll keep an eye on the Mason Mount one. I want to speak to you about Ruben Neves now. So the report in Spain, obviously he's been linked with moves away from Wolves. It looks like this might be the time where Ruben Neves gets a move away from Wolves. Yeah, I was going to say he scored against us, which might have boosted his transfer fee, but everyone scores against us, so maybe it didn't. But yeah, the report in Spain was that Barcelona are showing an interest in him, but also Liverpool, Man United and Newcastle, so there's a lot of teams sniffing around him. It feels like it might be a little bit agent-led, this, in terms of trying to get him a move away from Wolves, finally. We know Liverpool have been interested in his teammate as well.
Mateus
Nunes, which maybe, I don't know if that complicates things or not, or whatever, especially in terms of Neves trying to get out to Wolves if they're already losing another one. But this lad, he's been someone who's under contract till 2024, so again, there's decisions to be made on him when it comes to the summer. Again, another one where you probably don't want to let him go into a final year, really, but... Does that? I can't quite see the fit, if nothing else. I think he's a good player, but personally, I don't see him fitting in at Liverpool.
Yeah, I'm the same. Unless you were to sell Fabinho, say, and go down a little bit of a different route. I mean, obviously, on the sort of a looming shadow, is Wolves could go down, couldn't he? So he would definitely have to be sold if Wolves were relegated. I think they will stay up, but they're still in that mix. I do think he's a good player. He's one of those players that he's a really good footballer, isn't he? In the sense of, you know, if you're not on it, he can play around you, and he's got a nice range of passing, and he's smart. And, you know, I haven't seen him do that too many times that he did against Liverpool, but you know, when you're 2-0 up and sort of playing against Liverpool at that point, maybe you can afford to push the boat out a bit. you're right. Yeah, I'm not sure about the fit because he's a deep line midfielder. He's a range passer, isn't he? He's someone who's, you know, spectacular shots from outside the box and, you know, diagonals and that kind of thing. And Liverpool sort of use Trent for that kind of, you know, change of play. Or they use the centre backs, don't they, with Van Dijk plays. So I'm not 100% sold on that. Obviously, his agent's George Mendes, as a lot of Wolves players' agents is. I think Mateus Nunes is a more live target in that sense. But you'd expect, I mean, he probably feels like a little bit like someone like James Ward-Prowse and Wilfred Zaha. He feels like a player who's probably been there a year too long or more. You know, it feels like, I don't want to say suspicious, but I always was thinking, why haven't you moved? You know, like sort of, why are you
James Ward-Prowse?
Why are you still there? Yeah, you know, and it's, let's say James Maddison stayed another year at Leicester, you'd be like, what's missing there? You know, what are clubs sort of not seeing there? Why have you been allowed? You know, and he does feel like that. It does feel like this summer is probably the last chance, but the summer you'd say, well, come on, mate, you've got to move now. Like, you know. You've done enough time there at Molineux, been a very good player for them, their captain, you know, led them, didn't he, up and then kept them in the Premier League for a number of years. So he's a good player, but yeah, I'm not, especially with Bajcetic emerging and that kind of, you know, if you can get Fabinho back playing, I'm not sure there's a great need for a player like Neves. I think there's a greater need for a player like Nunes or Mount, or, you know, more of a runner. More of a sort of an engine as opposed to a Xabi Alonso sort of style player who sits deep and, you know, dictates the game that kind of way. So we'll see, but yeah, I'd be naturally sort of okay, I'm not sure.
He's another one who we spoke about Mason Mount before. He's another one. Ruben Neves, like, he's younger than you think because he's been playing for.
Yeah,
he's only 25.
25.
Like,
yeah.
He falls into the Mason Mount category because you've seen him since he was a kid. You're thinking, oh, he must be getting on a bit now. And actually, no, he's probably getting to what is the prime of his career. All these reports coming out now. Again, there was talk that he nearly moved a couple of years ago, and Arsenal was sniffing around at one point and stuff. But this, it does feel like, yeah, like there's someone trying to engineer Mendes or whatever, trying to engineer a move for him, and. It meant people like, if Wolves are going to have to sell him, and this could be Wolves living, like they want to boost that price up as best you can. It feels a little bit more of that than actual anything of real substance in terms of Liverpool, at least.
Yeah, I'd say so. I haven't heard anything that I've asked about Neves in the past, not particularly recently, but he's obviously been, he's a name that whenever Liverpool are sort of linked with midfielders, he does. He's sort of, you know, if you ever do one of them things where it's like 10 midfielders Liverpool could buy, he's probably a decent one to just throw in and say, well, Ruben Neves is at Wolves. I've always been given a sort of a, not for us, you know, in the past, that is, and I understand why, for the reason we just discussed, but we'll see. You know, listen, if Wolves go down, then he's going to go somewhere, you'd imagine, cheap, with a year left on his deal. And
I think he's going to Newcastle. He just screams Newcastle.
But, a little bit, you know, you look at him, Bruno Guimaraes, and the, you know, I mean, Longstaff doing really well for Newcastle, isn't he? You know, Possibly. I mean, United doesn't feel like the move for him, you know, linked with that. Barcelona, yeah, possibly, but, you know, they've got some good midfielders, Barcelona.
They're doing all right, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know, it's difficult, but I don't know, Liverpool doesn't jump out as one that's saying, he'd sort of go right into that Liverpool team, you know. Anyone would go right into that Liverpool team the way they've been playing recently. But if you're talking about a Liverpool team that's functioning and on form and really playing well, it's hard to see a Ruben Neves sort of type player without changing an awful lot else around it.
Yeah, if Liverpool are going to sign a Wolves midfielder, you think it might be his mates.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's been playing sort of a bit further forward, hasn't he? Almost off the left. Liverpool could do with a few players who play off the left.
Another one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Join the stable. But yeah, I mean, I do think his sort of profile, if you want to call it that, as a skill set, I do think that suits Liverpool a little bit better than a Neves. But I've been wrong before. I didn't think Liverpool would go after Luis Diaz a year ago.
Cody Gakpo was in this boat.
Cody Gakpo, yeah. We didn't really talk about him, did we, in the sort of start of the derby game? But what a good second half in particular we saw from him. First time I think we've seen sort of, okay, I think I saw I heard Jamie Carragher sort of say on commentary when I watched it back, he said, now he's got his goal, now we're starting to see what he's about almost, and I hopefully again we see him build on that. But yeah, Neves is, you know, one to, what have we got? You've got the probable maybes and the probably nots. I'd put him in the probably not.
Yeah, I think. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that clip. Yeah, Mason Mount and Ruben Neves. If you want to watch the entirety of JNO Insight this week, head on over to redmenplus.com right now. And what I'll do for you is I will make you a little deal. So if you go over there, sign up as a Redmen Plus club captain on a monthly subscription. When you get to the payment screen, if you enter the code Neves, N-E-V-E-S, we will give you that subscription for 99p a month for the first 3 months. So rather than a fiver a month, 99p a month for the first 3 months. Absolute bargain. Go and get yourselves over there, redmenplus.com, and check out the entire episode of JNO Insight. See you in a bit.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.